It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the LA Local Morning Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back this afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Hurricane Milton now making its way over the Atlantic Ocean after causing severe damage to the state of Florida. It hit a landfall just near Sarasota this yesterday. Millions still without power. We do have some folks dead as a result of the hurricane. Some people without power could be without it for weeks. Let's get an update now from CBS.
CBS News special report. A Category 1 Hurricane Milton is heading into the Atlantic Ocean after making landfall south of Tampa last night as a powerful Cat 3. With over 100-mile-an-hour winds. At least four people were killed in tornadoes on the other side of the state in St. Lucie County. Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti wrote out the storm in St. Petersburg.
The wind was howling. At times when we were in the hotel, it felt like a subway train was coming by because the building was rumbling from the ferocity of the wind.
Electricity's out to 3 million customers. Congressman Greg Stube represents hard-hit Sarasota.
Most of my district does not have power. Cell towers are down. Communication is very bad. So we've got 400 National Guard staged in Sarasota at Riverview High School. They've been activated.
This man lives in Fort Pierce.
Florida resident for 30 years, so I'm used to hurricanes, but not tornadoes.
CBS News special report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
7:32, back with Brian and Vicky, and we're going to go live to Sarasota, Florida, coming up in just minutes. Some crews from Southern California are headed to or already in Florida to help out. This is a second team going from the Orange County Fire Authority Urban Search and Rescue, and they're going to help out with, this is the first time they've been deployed, this particular team, in 16 years, and they're going to help out with a variety of things. There's a team already there that's been helping out after Hurricane Helene.
The impact that our personnel are able to make on the mission and the impact they're able to make on people's lives in North Carolina is tremendous. And the impact and the positive impact that they will have on the people that they're able to rescue and help move to the recovery perspective in Florida will be tremendous.
So that's two teams from Orange County, and LA City Fire has already sent a team as well to help out with the FEMA relief.
Well, two Orange County cities cracking down on the homeless, banning people from sleeping in public places with or without those tents. The Newport Beach Ordinance, that actually kicks in today, and that's where we find our John Barrett. He joins us live. John.
Both Newport Beach and Anaheim are beefing up their anti-camping laws, and starting today here in Newport, it's illegal to camp in the city even without a tent. They banned tents last year, but that means no sleeping on sidewalks or even in cars or public restrooms, no storing your belongings unattended on public property, and no blocking ATMs or EV charging stations. Now, I talked to one resident who was out for a walk this morning. She thinks the new law is fabulous.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. It's dangerous for them, mostly, and they need to be housed.
You know, a lot of people think that was really out of hand. It got out of hand.
I think it did.
They're also adding more officers to deal with the homeless here in Newport, and they're ending the contract of a nonprofit group that was running a mobile mental health and wellness service. But in Anaheim, the city council also took action a couple of days ago, aimed at getting more homeless people off the streets there. They took an initial vote, which will eventually ban people from sleeping or lying down on sidewalks, bus benches, or medians, and they can't leave their stuff on sidewalks either.
7-Eleven owners say they are fed up with smash and grabs like this one. Today, company officials and franchise owners will gather to announce their support for Proposition 36 on the state ballot coming up this November. That's the one that raises the penalties for repeat offenders of crimes like these, the smash and grabs. The other night, about a dozen robbers took over a 7-Eleven in Hollywood on Hollywood Boulevard at Wilcox, right there on the Walk of Fame. Cops say a lot of them were teenagers, and two of the employees at the store, when they tried to stop these guys, they were assaulted. One had to go to the hospital.
Continue our coverage of the impact of Hurricane Milton slamming into Florida overnight. Raymar Tirado, he was evacuated from his building yesterday, lives in Sarasota. He's now back in downtown Sarasota, and he joins us live.
Raymar, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah.
We just,
Hi, how you doing?
Well, I think better than you guys. We just heard that about 75% of that county, Sarasota County, is without power, that the National Guard has been staged there. You evacuated, you came back, you're looking around. This is your home. How does it look? What are you seeing?
It's pretty rough. There are trees down everywhere, roofs are down, there's boats that are attached to docks and chunks of docks up in the park. I don't know. I mean, what's that?
Sand everywhere.
Yeah, sand everywhere. I mean, generally, a lot of the neighborhoods seem to be okay. There's trees down, lots of debris. Roofs are off in certain places, but a lot of places do seem to be okay. So it's just very sporadic. It's like very hit or miss.
Raymar, that's where the hurricane basically hit, almost right where you are. I know downtown Sarasota, well, you've got the marina there is right there with all the boats and so forth. How are the islands doing? Now, the bridge right from downtown Sarasota over to, what is it, Lido Key? How is that? Have you been over there yet? Are you able to get across the bridge?
They're not letting people over the bridge right now. We've heard mixed reviews about what's going on the island. Obviously, they got hit pretty bad with Helene, so they were already suffering out there. And the storm surge came again. I don't think we got the storm surge they were expecting, so they were talking about like 9 to 12 feet of surge. I don't think that happened, but there was definitely water on the island. I just don't know how much.
Who's that with you there in the car?
The people we hunkered down with. We got the Vibe Tribe over here.
The Vibe Tribe. All right, you're hunkering down. I want to talk to them if you don't mind, because I know whenever I'm in the car with someone and there's the speakerphone and someone else is talking, I always want to give an opinion. So is there someone in the someone in the Vibe Tribe that wants to tell us what they think of all this?
This is your moment.
Yes. Sure. Hi, I'm Emily.
Hi, Emily. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I don't like having to evacuate my house, but we did have a good time together, being together, good to be with friends during this stressful moment. Yeah, I mean, I think Raymar really summarized it well. The thing that I would add is the fact that we can't get to the islands, we can't be able to help anybody out there understand what happened out there. As I understand it, the bridge over to like Lido Key and Longbow Key is compromised in some way, so we have to wait for state officials to inspect it to even be able to drive over there. So I think there's a lot of people dealing with a lot of uncertainty and angst around what may have happened out there even.
Emily, real quick, paint us a quick picture here. What are you seeing as you drive down the roads? Are there a lot of people out with you looking at the damage? Are there people surveying their businesses or just walking around their properties?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm originally from New Jersey, so Florida hurricanes are new to me. And one of the things that I have always recognized is once it's passed, people are out there immediately trying to figure out, what do I need to fix? How do I need to fix it? And it's really when communities come together that's, everybody's helping one another. Hey, do you have a saw? What do you have? Oh, how can I help you with this? And people like us who don't have anything specifically to clean up are thinking about, okay, how can we go out there and help? So people are definitely out surveying and looking for what can we do to, what do we need to do and how do we help others?
All right, Emily, thank you. By the way, Emily, I'm from New Jersey as well. I lived in Florida.
Jersey.
I get it. Yeah, Jersey in the house here. Thank you. And thank Raymar, too. I appreciate you guys taking some time to check in with us. And
the Vibe Tribe.
The Vibe Tribe. Thank I love that. That is
good spirits there with that happening. Yeah. Thank you so much. Wow. All right. Tesla's Robotaxi makes its debut in Burbank tonight. You can see Elon Musk maybe driving around. And a big solar storm could hit the Earth today. As if we didn't have enough trouble.
No.
20 minutes of nonstop news continues.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
California dairy farms facing a growing outbreak of bird flu, which has already been reported in 93 herds. It's affecting milk production. Experts are concerned about the potential for the virus to spread and mutate. But so far, the impact on the overall U.S. milk supply and prices remains unclear. The LA Times report said if infections continue to rise, especially here in the state, which produces 20% of the nation's milk. If you didn't know that, there could be more significant effects on production. Current milk prices, they're high, which farmers say helps maintain profitability despite all the challenges.
California renters are said to be twice as unhappy about their economic outlook as homeowners. Here's Elsa Ramon.
The Public Policy Institute of California's statewide polling for the month of September shows that 44% of renters told pollsters they're not satisfied with their financial situation, compared with only 22% of unsatisfied homeowners. That's according to the Orange County Register. Renters typically earn less money, and with California's high housing costs, financial headaches are even more painful. Despite those admitted challenges, though, renters seem to have a tiny bit more hope for their household budgets. 26% of California renters expected their monetary position would be stronger in the next 6 months versus 20% of owners. California renters were more pessimistic, though, about the statewide economy in the next 12 months. The poll found 63% of renters saw bad times ahead versus 60% for owners, compared with 36% of tenants eyeing good times versus 38% for owners. I'm Elsa Ramon, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Sean Diddy Combs expected to appear in federal court in Manhattan this afternoon. His attorneys filed paperwork asking to go to trial in April or May and a third request for bail as well. Combs will appear before a new judge who's expected to preside over his trial on racketeering, conspiracy, sex trafficking charges. Prosecutors say they've turned over evidence from his cell phone, 40 devices and data from 7 iCloud accounts all seized during the search warrants carried out at his homes in Miami and Los Angeles back in March. And meanwhile, in Texas, a lawyer there representing 120 people said earlier this month that they plan to sue Combs and other high-profile defendants.
He's calling it the cyber cab. Oh, get ready for this. This is going to be a big show. Tesla's long-awaited robo-taxi. Elon Musk unveiling it tonight at Warner Brothers in Burbank. It may not have a steering wheel or pedals. Here's CBS tech contributor Ian Schur.
Tesla isn't the only company with this vision. Many car company executives say their teams are working on something similar, and Google has gone the next step, releasing self-driving taxis as a test in California and some other states.
Well, a storm watch has been issued for Earth, specifically a solar storm for possible solar flare that could erupt today or tomorrow. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has issued a severe geomagnetic storm, which could end up disrupting our power grids, communications, as well as satellite operations, according to a NOAA scientist. There is a challenge in predicting these storms.
Forecasting space weather is extremely hard. We're trying to figure out what's going to impact Earth from 93 million miles away. That is not easy work.
According to the LA Times, if the storm ends up happening, those northern lights will be visible as far south as Alabama. Not so far south here in Southern California, but in the northern part of the state, you'll definitely be able to see some.
A lot of people like that remote work, but there's a new report that says if you get into the office, you might get a job with a higher salary. Here's Chris Seidens.
Many workers now prefer to work from home, but that's not the case for employers. Kim Garstein is a workplace expert with Robert Half. She says many companies are willing to pay more for in-office workers.
For jobs that can be done remotely, 66% of managers are willing to increase starting salaries for new hires to work in the office. And of those, 59% are offering workers up to 20% more to come in 4 to 5 days a week. Now, that's a national average. Believe it or not, in Los Angeles, it's actually up to 27%.
She says artificial intelligence is also transforming skill requirements, with 37% of hiring managers saying they're looking for employees to support AI-related projects.
Back to our top story. Hurricane Milton has made its way across the state of Florida, leaving severe damage from one coast to the other. And of course, in between as well, and in between that path, between Tampa St. Pete area and, of course, Daytona Beach and what have you, is Orlando. And joining us live from Orlando, CBS News correspondent Peter King.
Hi, Peter.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Hey, so we just talked to a group in a car in Sarasota that got pretty hard hit, and they called themselves the Vibe Tribe. They were in pretty good spirits, surprisingly, even though 75% of that county is without power. You got the National Guard there. That's Sarasota. What's the situation for you there in Orlando?
Well, in Orlando, we've got some damage. We've got down power lines. We've got a lot of flooding because there are a lot of bodies of water here, a couple of big rivers nearby. And that's creating a problem. We have some power outages as well, not nearly as much as on the coast. But, overall, we're hanging on in there.
Peter, for folks listening that may have a vacation plan to come visit you folks in Orlando for any of the resorts there, any reports of damage to Disney World, maybe Universal, SeaWorld, any reports of anything yet?
We haven't heard anything yet from the theme parks other than Disney saying the shelter-in-place advice for its hotel guests has now been lifted. That doesn't mean the parks are open today. They are not, because they have to do damage assessments and make sure that everything is safe. We have not heard anything for the parks as far as reopening, but they tend to get this done pretty quickly because they like to be back in business, and I'm sure they'll be back to it probably tomorrow, and if not tomorrow, certainly over the weekend. They tend to work pretty quickly.
Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis said that Milton was significant but not the worst-case scenario. But, of course, that came less than 2 weeks after Hurricane Helene. Florida has been hit pretty hard. You've lived or been in Florida for a very long time, I know. So give us sort of big-picture perspective from your viewpoint as to how Florida recovers.
Well, it takes time. Any disaster takes time. And you know that from earthquakes in your area, for example, and you've had some severe storms in your area. It's the same. It's just the nature of the beast is a little bit different. There are people whose lives will be changed forever. There are people who will have lost homes. There will be people who will wonder where they are going and where the help is coming from. Now, I could tell you that FEMA is here. 50,000 power linemen are here to get the juice back on for more than 3 million customers. Relief agencies will be in the areas where they are needed. But, you know, none of this happens overnight. And some areas are going to need the help more than others. We are still learning where most of the major damage is. But the big picture is that Florida has always been resilient from hurricanes. And, people still keep coming here and moving here, despite the fact that we have hurricanes. I mean, everybody's got something.
Hey, Peter, real quickly, do you think this is going to impact the election?
Well, I know that all the election supervisors have done everything to make sure that their machinery and ballots and everything else are safe. So, I don't know that this is going to have an impact.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.